You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
There was this podcast that was out there that Colleen Wolf did. Now, Colleen Wolf has worked with the NFL Network for years, and she was also on the field at the Super Bowl. So if you guys remember being at the game, you, of course, doing a lot more stuff than we were, but during the breaks inside the stadium, there were a couple of people, one of which was Colleen Wolf in this red dress, and she was on a microphone talking to the stadium.
She's like the host of the Super Bowl from the field, I remember.
The field. So that's who Colleen Wolf is. So when she says she has a good source, I mean, I do believe she has a good source, but with this particular thing, it doesn't seem like it's going to end up in her favor with this report because of some of the local guys like Connor Hughes that are refuting it. So on this podcast, she said that at a party with NFL owners and GMs and coaches at the owners' meetings, that Rob Saleh and Woody Johnson got into a heated conversation, and that it was to the point where it got very awkward. So when I first see this report, I think, or this podcast, I think to myself, okay, Colleen Wolf is plugged in. She works at the NFL Network. She says she got it from a good source. And Rob Saleh flew coach home.
That's true. And he got thrown up on.
Right. So, and we were talking about yesterday, like, wait a second, why is he on Woody's plane? What are we doing? You got to be on Woody's plane. So when I first hear that, I'm like, wow, okay, I'm putting two and two together. Rob Saleh and Woody Johnson got into it, and then Rob Saleh had to take the coach home, and he's sitting in 11B getting thrown up on. So then I see Connor Hughes, who, of course, covers the Jets and does a great job doing it, and he says there was no verbal argument between Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson at the NFL's annual meeting reception. I know because I was at the party where this apparently happened. Feet from Saleh and Johnson before Johnson and Jets contingent left. Woody took them out to dinner. Checked in with two sources at the dinner. Confirmed nothing happened there either.
Well, there's absolutely no reason Colleen Wolf would put this out there unless she either saw something or somebody said something to her. And who knows, if there was an argument, what would they be arguing about? Could it be football? Could it be politics? Could it be, hey, I don't like your beard. Hey, I don't like your bald head. That can, you know, back and forth. Who knows? I don't know if Rob Saleh drinks. I don't think he does. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a weird one because it's a rumor and you're looking at body language and all this other stuff. But, you know, Colleen's been around for a while. She's done a good job for the NFL Network. And I have really no reason to undercut what she's saying and what she thinks she's seeing.
Yeah, but I don't know if she said it. She said it was from a good source. So she didn't say she saw it herself. So I think sort of what happened is a combination of things. I do think that someone told her that this happened, and whether they saw something that they thought they saw but really didn't, or maybe that those guys were talking a little more animated than normal, and they thought that they were getting into a heated argument or whatever it was. So I do think that someone saw something and told Colleen Wolf. And Colleen Wolf is in a setting, in a relaxed podcast setting, and she happens to share this story. And also, the Jets are at a point now where, like, slamming the Jets and making fun of the Jets is once again in vogue. So, I mean, if this were, let's say, Clark Hunt and Andy Reid, this would not be out there. But the fact that the Jets are the butt of jokes, I'll just share the Jets story. Why not? Everybody just stomps on the Jets and squashes them. So whether it's true or not, if I saw it or not, like, I'm on a podcast, why don't I just share the Jets story?
I will say that the podcast setting is getting people a little bit more noticed and a little bit more in trouble.
Yeah.
In terms of what they're saying when they're in that setting.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that. And maybe, you know, whether it be, Erin Andrews works with, what's her name?
Carissa Thompson.
Carissa Thompson. Remember what Carissa Thompson said? She would make up stuff at halftime about what the coach would say.
Yes, that was on a different podcast, but yes.
But the point being is that they go on, people go on podcasts. I think we've done this, where you just kind of let your guard down.
Oh, yeah.
Have a conversation.
Oh, drop, I love doing it. I've gotten myself in trouble, but I love doing it.
Yeah, but dropping a few F-bombs.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
You love that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Let it fly.
Yeah.
Let it fly.
So I don't know. I have no, Colleen's a respected reporter that covers the NFL and has done it for a while now. So it doesn't make me feel any different about what the Jets are going through right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think we can finally put this Saquon Barkley Tiki Barber spat to bed.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
I'll play these two and then we're done with it, I think. So this is, again, from a couple of days ago on the New Heights podcast, as we've now come to listen to the whole thing. This was Barkley sounding like he looked at Tiki as being like in the brotherhood of football players, which is why he seemed to take it so personal the way Tiki did what he did, even though it was tongue-in-cheek. This was Barkley.
Before, when it first came out that the Eagles and I had interest, and he's like, you're going to be dead to this fan base. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. It's like, I love seeing NFL guys. I love seeing OGs. I love seeing you guys. Like, you have a platform, and like, this is a place where you know ball. You can talk. You can educate fans. You are ex-NFL player. You are ex-NFL athlete. It's like, don't feed into the BS.
Almost sounds like he thought Tiki would have his back as a former player as opposed to being a talk show host. Does that sound fair?
That's what it sounds like.
I think that's what his personal expectations of Tiki would be, yes.
And here was Tiki saying, understand, as he would respond, but I ain't a football player anymore.
I think what Saquon is wanting me to do is be somebody that I was 10 years ago. I mean, I've been retired for 17 seasons. Mm. I am so much more a media member now, both covering games and being an opinion generator on this station, than I was a football player. I mean, it was a generation ago almost. I mean, literally.
So Tiki basically saying we've moved on and I think we're done with that now.
You know what's so great about this spat is you see Saquon, who is, you know, playing in the NFL right now. He's in his prime. So you watch other places cover this. So you see Saquon sitting there next to Travis Kelce, who is dating Taylor Swift. Then you see Tiki responding. He runs marathons, and he's jacked, and he's responding back. And then the camera goes over to homeless Carrot Top. Where did that guy come from?
Who is that guy?
What is going on?
Homeless Carrot Top.
A distraction from the whole thing. Like, is Tiki okay? Like, is that his captor? What is happening?
You know, it is amazing when Saquon puts it in that kind of vein. Okay, OGs and all that other stuff. But then he's sitting next to Evan.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
Of course, this has been a long, long spring of many storylines and long offseason and Brian Cashman fighting the reporters and getting Juan Soto and the Gerrit Cole scare and which turned out to be a pretty significant one, and the Aaron Judge scare that didn't seem to be a significant one. But here we are. All that stuff is in the past. We got Yankees baseball.
What
here
is
on
the
over
under for Juan Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, and Aaron Judge to be in the lineup? How many games do you think all three of those guys are going to make it into the lineup this year?
I would say that the over-under should be somewhere in the high 90s.
All right, so two of them may be able to make it more than that. You would like to think that Soto loves playing baseball, plays all the time.
Assuming
Judge doesn't run into a wall or run into a curb out in the outfield and break his foot. You would like to think that he is going to make it, unless he pulls a hamstring or some sort of quad muscle or maybe an oblique or something.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, maybe, Giancarlo Stanton, the new body type and everything else. is going to keep him healthier, and maybe he'll play a little outfield from time to time to keep him in the game. And I think he actually plays better when he plays the field as opposed to just DHing.
Yes, and that is a big part of the Soto deal, and we'll see with Giancarlo Stanton, man. I mean, we've sort of barely mentioned him because I think that the expectations for him are so low, not only from a staying on the field standpoint, but just production. But he came in with a new body type, and he's going to try to play as many games as possible. But, I mean, it's almost like anything you get out of him that's positive is gravy on top of this lineup. That's the way you got to feel
about
it.
So it's amazing. Juan Soto played 162 games last year. Stanton played 101 games last year. And Aaron Judge played 106.
All right, so that answer last year, if they were on the same team, would have been 101. So that's why.
Well, assuming that they were all in the same games, like they made, they might have, you know what I'm saying? They all
so that's why I said like, high 90s.
I want to say like 80. I'm going to say 85. That all three will be in the lineup.
Well, that would not be good.
Two out of the three will be in the lineup.
I mean, that's about half. You're talking about half of the games. That would be terrible. That means that someone would be missing significant time with injury.
One of them, you know. One of them is going to be missing significant time. That's why I said all three. If I said, and most likely it's going to be Stanton, but if I said Judge and Soto, maybe they would have like 110 number together.